Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It is 445, 70 degrees. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? So what do we have on this day, October 1st? 1890, Yosemite National Park was established by Congress. 1890. 1908, the first production Ford Model T was completed. 1908. That first Ford Model T. 1910, bombing of the Los Angeles Times building that killed 21 people on this day in 1910. 1958, NASA officially begins operations. 1961, Roger Maris hits 61st home run. Breaking Babe Ruth's record on this day, Roger Maris, 1961. 1962, speaking of Johnny Carson, he debuted on the host of The Tonight Show on this day in 1962. 1964, free speech movement begins at the University of California, Berkeley. 1971, Walt Disney World opens in Orlando, Florida. My grandson's running around there right now. 2017, Las Vegas mass shooting becomes the deadliest in modern U.S. history. It was during that concert. Some famous birthdays today. Jimmy Carter, 1924, 39th President of the United States. Walter Matthau, actor from The Odd Couple, Grumpier Old Men, a whole bunch, 1920. Julie Andrews, 1935, actress and singer. Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music. And Zach Galifianakis, 1969, comedian and actor from The Hangover. That's some famous birthdays today, and we do know that Jane Goodall, famous primatologist, has died at the age of 91 on this day. Some other history, since we are in the midst of a government shutdown. Here's some history of the past 20 government shutdowns, and they go all the way back to 1976 under Gerald Ford. Lasted 10 days. In September 30th of 1976, the funding dispute over the HEW spending, H-E-W. A year later, under Jimmy Carter, in September 30th again, the dispute over abortion funding, 12 days the shutdown lasted for in 1977. October 31st, 1977, under Jimmy Carter, there was a shutdown for 8 days. A month later, November 30th of 1977, there was another 8-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. A year later, September 30th of 1978, there was an 18-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. Multiple domestic spending disagreements were the cause of that 18-day. That is the third longest in the past 20 government shutdowns. In September 30th, 1979, there was an 11-day shutdown under Jimmy Carter. HEW and educational disputes. 1981, November, there was a two-day shutdown under Ronald Reagan, budget cut disagreements. A year later, September 30th, 1982, there was a one-day government shutdown under Ronald Reagan, disagreement over spending cuts again. December 17th of 1982, 2 months after that, there was a three-day shutdown under Ronald Reagan. Defense and domestic spending was the reason. November, a year later, 1983, there was another three-day under Ronald Reagan, the MX missile funding dispute. September 30th, 1984, under Ronald Reagan, there was a two-day shutdown, dispute over the crime bill and water projects. A month later, there was a one-day shutdown for the very same reasons. 2 years later, in 1986, under Ronald Reagan, there was a one-day government shutdown for welfare package disputes. And here's one we know about. December of 1987, there was a one-day government shutdown under Ronald Reagan for Contra aid and domestic spending. In 1990, October 5th, 1990, there was a three-day government shutdown under George H.W. Bush. Budget deficit and taxes was the reason then. November of 1995, there was a six-day government shutdown under Bill Clinton. Debt limit and Medicare disputes. Sound familiar, right? That was 1995. A month later, there was a 21-day government shutdown under Bill Clinton, and it was the second part of the 1995 budget standoff. September 30th of 2013, a 16-day government shutdown under Barack Obama, Obamacare funding disputes. In January of 2018, there was a three-day government shutdown under Donald Trump, immigration and DACA issues. And the last government shutdown until last night, till today, December 22nd, 2018, a 35-day government shutdown under Donald Trump, border wall funding. So your average government shutdown is between 1 and 6 days under the last 50 years. Your longest government shutdown has been 35 days, and there's been a whole bunch that have only lasted a single day. So we've already had another Democrat senator vote with Senator Fetterman, but that's still not enough. They need six to move on for a continuing resolution to move forward. But there's a little history of the last 20 government shutdowns over the past 50 years, going dating all the way back to 1976. Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. So there's your history of government shutdowns and how long they've lasted and the reasons they were. And as you see, most of them are September, October, or November, some of them in December, because that's the buildup to the budget. It's the continuing resolutions. It's the budget time. So these things are going to happen. If they're not going to create an annual budget, you're going to need appropriations bills to continue paying for things. It's 4:52 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.